Welcome back to Business Radio X Pro Tips. Lee Cantor, Stone Payton here with you. Lee, what are you learning about this business of building your ideal customer avatar, persona, profile kind of thing?
Yeah, I think it's so important when you're trying to, if you're thinking about advertising or marketing, you have to really be crystal clear on who that ideal customer is. What are their characteristics and traits, who they are demographically, but also more importantly, I think you got to start with who they are psychographically, especially in the B2B world. You have to identify what traits or behaviors that those ideal customers share, because you want to find ways that make it easier to see where they're hanging out. Where are they? So you can market and communicate with them, and communicating with them should be in a way that's providing value in order to be the most productive for yourself. So some of the questions you should try to answer about your ideal customer is, where do they get their buying information? Like, you have to understand what their process is when they buy something, what they're buying in the industry. And especially if it's in and around what you're selling, you have to know what are the steps they are taking before they buy something. So you know you can inject what you're doing somewhere along that pathway. You have to know what are their decision motivators. What are the hurdles that they have to go through in order to make this type of buying decision? You have to understand what are the common objections that they come up with when they're, you know, not using other services or products that might solve the problem that your service or product solves. And then you have to come up with the appropriate responses to each of those objections. And most importantly, you got to really understand the layers deep when it comes to what is the problem they're trying to solve. It may look like a certain problem on the surface, but if you dig a few layers deeper, you'll see that there's typically a different problem that they are just having a hard time articulating. And that's really, if you can solve that problem, that will get you closer to the sale. So spend some time to kind of reverse engineer who this person is and what is their buying process. And then that way you'll know where they are and you'll be able to inject yourself into their buying process in an elegant manner.